So here with me live on the phone, it's James Sayer. Good afternoon to you.
Hello there. How are you doing?
Yeah, doing fine. We're all locked up at home, so it's nice to have you in my home studio these days.
Oh, it's glad to be here. I'm in my studio as well at home, so looking forward to chatting to you.
Yeah. So how are you spending your hours as a musician these days?
Well, obviously, there's a lot of spare time at the moment, which is good. So I'm playing a lot of piano at the moment, more piano than I usually play, and I usually play a lot. But I'm getting to play piano most hours of the day, which is amazing.
Yeah, because you were in the middle of a tour when it suddenly was broken off, right?
Exactly. Yeah. So we were about to play Utrecht, and then the government obviously said, "Oh, the tour can't go ahead because it can't be any over 100 people." So it was a real shame, but we're looking forward to coming back later this year.
Yeah. So you have been around in the Netherlands once or twice, right?
Exactly, yeah. I've done a couple of things in the Netherlands before. I've done a couple of radio shows, performances. I had some little bits of airplay with my first single, which was Taking Back My Love. But of course, I was really looking forward to spending lots of time in the Netherlands, these coming months. But hopefully back later this year even more.
You have a new single since the beginning of this month, Set Some Love in Motion.
Yes, yes.
What can you tell us about that?
Okay, so that one, I wrote that actually. Yeah, one of the first songs I ever wrote in Nashville. So I co-wrote it with a friend of mine called Betsy Walter. Very American name, Betsy.
Yeah.
And we met at a place called ASCAP, which is a bit like a BMG, a writing place. And I was introduced to her, and she was on her way to the studio to meet me, and she said, "Oh, I've just seen this sign outside of a church saying, 'Let's set some love in motion.'" And she said, "I think that's a great title." I thought, "Well, we've got to write a song right now." So we wrote the song there and then. And then it went from there, and then I recorded it, part of that in London. And then I recorded you might hear on there's some very nice gospel BVs on there, and they were all recorded in Nashville, actually.
Wow.
Some amazing singers. So that was a real experience. I went out to Nashville to record all the backing vocals there. So it was just, wow, amazing for me to have all these amazing musicians. And the musicians actually in London are all very famous musicians who have played with kind of Eric Clapton and B.B. King and Van Morrison. So a lot of my favorite musicians, you know, I got to get on the track, which was a real honor to me.
So, but yeah, the title of the song, Set Some Love in Motion, for me personal, because it got a whole new meaning in the time we're in right now, right?
Absolutely. I think we're in these times. I mean, I've never witnessed anything like this in my life. And I guess everyone needs a bit of love right now, don't they? You know, so for me, it's a very important song title at the moment. So I'm just glad that Betsy saw that outside a church. She was driving on the highway.
Yeah,
and so now it's great because it does have a real meaning to it now.
Last personal question, because hopefully
sure.
During the time that we will be all up and running again and also performing live, will you be performing at the Noordzee Jazz Festival in Rotterdam later this year?
I won't be, but I would love to next year. I've chatted to who I'm working with about that. Would be a real plan for me next year. I'd love to play that festival because I'm such a fan of that festival. And I remember the first thing I ever saw on YouTube from that festival. I don't know if you know a band called the Yellow Jacket.
Yeah, I do.
You've heard of them? Yeah, yeah. And I saw them play and I thought, oh, I'd love to play there. And of course, it does so many different styles, even though it's called North Sea Jazz Festival. I know Elton John played there last year.
Yeah, definitely.
I think so. Just a legendary festival. Just amazing.
Yeah.
I'd love to play that.
Yeah, it's like the gig of my father and myself every year. We go there together every year.
Amazing.
You know, and the specific music style that you bring to us, it immediately gave me some vibes. Yeah, Django and Silver Fox, they were there. You're supporting them and your music fits over there. So you have to come there.
I would absolutely love to. Please tell them.
Yeah.
Tell them that you want to. Tell them.
Let's make it happen, and then we'll drink a Diet Coke or a beer somewhere during that time, right?
Absolutely, I'm like, definitely. Yeah, it's got to be a beer.
Okay, it's a done deal. Well, James, I'm very very pleased to have you in our show, and we're going to play your track, Set Some Love in Motion, a very very big amount of times. So,
you're very kind.
And thanks a lot for having a phone call with me.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Like a roller coaster rolling, my heart's beating up and down, up and down. And there's no way of knowing how deep this love can be growing. But the seeds in the ground, let the rain fall. The tides of the sea, just you and me, this feeling so free, want the world to see why love can.